Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Migs Show with Taryn Daly.
Every time he thinks, I get nervous.
And Steve Migs.
Can somebody check my blood pressure?
On The Rock 99.9 KISW.
Over the years, we've all made some great friends in the world of radio.
Yes.
And one of our good friends is Ryan Smetzer, who we learned recently had not one but two of his dreams come true recently. And we've got to get Ryan on the phone right now to chat about these dreams. Ryan, you're going to be on Wheel of Fortune tonight.
Yes!
That is insane, dude. I saw your post on Instagram and saw it like there. I'm like, I thought it was like one of those, you dress up and it's a fake backdrop. It's like a Photoshop deal. And I'm like, wait a second. Our friend Ryan is actually going to be on Wheel of Fortune tonight, Como 4 at 7 p.m.
Yeah, it definitely gives off the vibe of being like an AI-generated picture, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does, dude, but I have to say, what got me excited, because I we've met you a few times at our radio conventions, love hanging out with you, and I've preached a good word to like some of the higher-ups about how awesome you are, and one of the things I always say, I'm like, this dude is like a young, up-and-coming Ryan Seacrest, not knowing that Ryan Seacrest is like one of your heroes, because you listed on your Instagram post that you had two dreams, one being on Wheel of Fortune, the other getting to meet Ryan Seacrest. I was like, that's so crazy, because like you give off that, I don't mean to upset you about your hero, but I'm like, you give off like a Ryan Seacrest vibe, a likable version of him.
Well, no, like, I mean, like, you know, a lot of people have, like, their childhood heroes that, like, they kind of maintain over the years. Like, you know, most people, it's like a sports thing. Like, they get their LeBron, their MJ, their Tom Brady. Like, you know, Seacrest was, like, my goat, you know, growing up. Like, I would take my mom's old tape recorder and, like, record, you know, American Top 40 or one of his shows and just, like, you know, record my voice over his or whatever, which, you know, I imagine he wouldn't be thrilled to know that fact, but, like, you know, I would do my own versions of his shows in the playground, which I got bullied for a little bit, but, you know, the full circle moment of this makes that much worthwhile.
Ryan, what was the application process like going, you know, through that, trying to get on Wheel of Fortune, get picked?
It was very interesting, but honestly, not as hard as a lot of people would think it would be, because I clicked the link, you know, went through it, and they asked for just like a 60-second video submission of you, you know, explaining, you know, your personality, your life story, some fun facts about you, and like why you would, you know, be a good candidate to be on the show. And, you know, so I really kind of dug into the, you know, I really wanted to be the next Ryan Seacrest when I grew up and all those different kinds of elements. And, you know, it was just like, all right, well, we'll see if, you know, that works in my favor. And I ended up getting a phone call about 3 weeks later from one of the casting directors. Wow. And eventually got the email of like, hey, can you fly out in a couple of weeks? And the rest is history.
That's so awesome. And I know you can't probably tell us like how you do tonight. We'll all be looking forward to watching tonight at 7 p.m. again on Como 4. Our buddy Ryan Smetzer is going to be on Wheel of Fortune. But I hope you could share at least this. You're there. You're standing by the wheel. All that's getting ready. Like you mentioned, your not so creepy story about emulating Ryan Seacrest. But what was that moment like you know, when you see the person that you do idolize and that you are, that you look at as like a hero and a person that you wish that like maybe one day you'll go down that same road, and then he walks into the room, what is that moment like for you?
So it's so funny. Like I was telling somebody the other day, it genuinely felt like a fever dream, meaning I still don't believe that it actually happened until I see it tonight on TV. Like the whole time I was so afraid I was going to be terribly nervous. Like I was actually genuinely terrified that like I wasn't going to be able to answer any of his questions or, you know, spin the wheel properly. I was so terrified I was going to like spin the wheel in the opposite direction or, you know, break the wheel or something was going to happen that they'd have to stop the taping or something. I just was in that moment of, oh my God, like this thing that I had really just wanted to at least meet this dude since I was like 7 years old is actually happening. I just kind of rode that wave for the fastest, most surreal 30 minutes of my life.
What does Ryan Seacrest smell like?
Ooh.
Did you get a good whiff?
Honestly, clean, I think is the best way to put it. Because, I mean...
Like lavender like, clean or spring fresh?
I would say closer to spring fresh than lavender clean. I feel like lavender might be too strong of a scent. But yeah, it's closest to spring fresh.
Ryan, we are so excited for you. I think for so many of us growing up on that show, and even for me, I have a five-year-old. I credit Wheel of Fortune with like teaching him the alphabet more than me. So it's just such a cool thing to be a part of, and we're so stoked for you.
Yeah, there's so much history to the show, and like, you know, getting to be in that studio alone, just like you walked in and you felt like you were walking into like the most historical building in the world. Like you're walking into the Louvre. Like it was just, you know, and it's just lives have changed in that building. Between that and just like touching the wheel for the first time, which sounds so creepy, was so surreal.
It's funny hearing you describe that because I think it was the exact opposite feeling I had when I got to be in the audience for the People's Court, which was like this most rundown shack of a set with duct tape keeping it together. And I'm like, this is so disappointing because I was like, you know, I grew up watching the People's Court. And you're like, this is a dump. Like, this is sad. That's so awesome, Ryan.
To have two dreams come true on the same night is pretty remarkable, Ryan. And we look forward to watching you tonight on Wheel of Fortune, Como 4, 7 o'clock. And if people want to follow you on social media, your handle is at Ryan Smetzer, host of The Ryan Smetzer Show.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day. Take care.
You too, my friend. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Our number is 206-803-ROCK. And we want to hear from the Rockaholics on this topic. It doesn't have to be a meeting a celebrity or getting to be on a big TV show like our buddy Ryan there, but what was a dream meetup that happened for you? Or like a dream moment that finally came to fruition for you? Give us a call now and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.